Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Mr. Brown Show. Real talk, real life, real choices, helping you make better choices to live a better life and choose well. Oh, yeah. I got to work on my soundboard skills to have the oh, yeah ready so I can press the button and you can hear my kids say, oh, yeah. I think they do it better than I do. Anyway, thanks for joining us for another edition of The Mr. Brown Show. Today, I'm going to simply answer one or two questions, depending on how long I elaborate on the question for today. But I do want to say thank you to all of you who are watching, listening to the podcast. I'm getting more and more comments, and we're becoming more consistent about releasing shows, and I'm excited about that. For those of you listening to my last episode with the interviewer Brandon, thanks for those comments, and I appreciate just the shout outs that you guys are leaving. And feel free to leave me any kind of shout out. Visit hellomrbrown.com and you can leave me all kind of messages, and even if you're watching this on YouTube, please like, subscribe, and share, because it teaches the algorithm to send it to other people as well. I know there's a lot of stuff being shared or being clicked on that, you know, should probably not be clicked on or shared. But hey, I want to share some positive things, and hopefully this conversation is positive in helping people make better choices to live a better life and choose well. Oh, yeah. So today I'm going to answer a question I got from a person I didn't know today. Somebody walked up to me at a coffee shop. I never met her before, and she asked me two questions for her book, and I thought they were good questions, so I answered them, and I'm going to attempt to answer both of them in this episode. I may just get to one, but that's what I'm talking about today in this episode of The Mr. Brown Show. Here we go. All right, everybody, the question is from Sarah. Sarah's writing a book, and I gave her my card, and I don't know if she'll reach out to me once her book is written, but she's doing research, and her first question was this: what do I think this generation needs? And she specifically said like 21-year-olds, like that age range. What do they need? I don't even know where we are now with the millennials and the Gen Xers and the Y Xers, and I don't know what generation we're actually in. But she was saying, what do we need? And I thought, I should have got offended, because how does she know I ain't 21? I could be 21. I could be a young person too. I'm just playing. She asked me what I thought they needed. And I thought about it for a minute, even before I asked. I want to give her my best ideas or, you know, contemplative thought, not just like off the top of my head what I think this generation needs. And I'm going to answer this not in a way that I think I know everything or, you know, like one of these, what them young people need. I don't want to answer like that, but I think what this generation needs, and I think all generation needs, is some kind of foundation. I told her purpose, and I think purpose comes from having a foundation. I think everybody has their own foundation, their own ideas, but I really truly believe, and this may, some people may sound, it sounds religious, but we need a foundation in God. I believe that we've been created by God and for God. I think when we leave that foundation, we have to build our own. And if everybody gets to build their own foundation, what's right, what's wrong? And I remember growing up, you start hearing this term called relativism. And they would teach about relativism, your truth is your truth, my truth is my truth. And I thought, you know, there was a lot of things going on. Well, that can't work long term. There's no way that could work, because if your truth is not my truth, and who say your truth is right? And some people are going on, say, you can never know what's right. Well, you just said that's right. So what you just said is wrong. It doesn't work. And now I think in this generation, we're starting to see the fruits of that. That seed had been planted long enough, and the people who believe that, who were pushing that, are now sometimes in control in a lot of our educational institutions, our government, and they're pushing this narrative that you can do what you want to do, and everybody gets to make their own definition. We change definitions or definitions to meet our own, so I think sometimes short-term goals. And again, I'm not trying to be divisive, as I talked about in a previous podcast, but I think when we leave the foundation, because here's the deal. Even when I was growing up, everybody wasn't a Christian. Everybody wasn't, you know, a believer in Jesus Christ or follower of Christ. But there was some respect for the general idea of morality. And I think we need more than just morality. But there was at least this understanding of there's certain things you did and did not do. Like, you respected older people. You said, yes, ma'am. You said, no, ma'am. Or, you know, yes, sir, no, sir. Even in the hood, when you saw an older lady walking down the street, guys would be shooting craps, like gambling in the middle of the street or on the sidewalk. They see an older lady come by, they stand up, ma'am, you know, put the stuff behind their back, you know, whatever, and respect this older lady. She walked down the street. Nowadays, they rob her, you know, and there's no morality, of no consciousness of, hey, there is there is a God who knows and sees all things. I mean, I remember even growing up where, you know, it shocked me that somebody broke into our church and stole all of our, you know, music equipment and stuff. And who would rob God? I mean, I saw that then, but even now it's way worse. So even back then, there was a sense of morality that everybody kind of shared, even if you weren't a part of a certain denomination. And I don't want people say you're religious, Mr. Brown. I am not religious. I believe, and I've talked about this in different podcasts, that religion is our attempt as human beings to get to God. Where I believe Christianity is God's attempt to reach down to man through his son, Jesus Christ. And again, I will keep promoting my podcast to other podcasts. If you check out, just search in whatever podcast apps or YouTube, just search Connecting Faith and Life with Mr. Brown, and I talk more in depth with that. But I can't separate those two. Now, when I go into public schools, I'm not preaching from the Bible. I'm still speaking truth because choices do matter. But this is who I am. I mean, my foundation is, I do have a foundation, and I have the solid foundation in God. That the reason I live the life the way I live is not because of you, not because of me, because those aren't good enough reasons. I mean, even for myself, sometimes I don't make the best choices for myself in what I eat, what I watch, what I wear. You know, I don't always make the best choice for myself. And I always got to go back to my foundation and is in God, because I truly believe I've been made by God and for God, that I exist for God. And that gives me some sense of foundation, sense of purpose, where I belong, where I'm going. As a matter of fact, I just recorded a video and I forgot which podcast it was for, but I kind of talked about this idea that, you know, there's a verse in Colossians 3 that says, whatever you do, do as unto the Lord, not as unto men. That whatever you do, do heartily as unto the Lord. Like, I'm doing what I do for the Lord. And I remember, and this is where my faith and life really get connected. I remember I was working after school program, and part of our job program was kids after school. They come, we give them a snack, and then they go to the gym and play for a little bit. And we wash the tables down for them to come back and do arts and crafts stuff. And so it was my turn to wash the tables. And I'm washing about 10 tables. And I had to wash them down. And I washed them really fast. When I got to the last table, I had this thought. If my boss was coming in to sit at this table and eat, or other adults would come and sit at this table and eat, would I wash the table the same way? And I thought, you know what? I would wash it over. So I did. I went and washed every single table, because those kids are just as important as the adults. And again, I'm not working for the kids. I'm working for God. And God sees everything I do. So I am... my conscience is fed by that. That foundation leads me to a purpose and leads me to a different outcome. Now, if I don't have that foundation, why do I do what I do? It can be passive. It can come and go. It can change. It can be like a just waffling back and forth. And I see a lot of that in our world today. And I don't want to just point to the generation of 21-year-olds. I see it everywhere. That, why do I do this? Why do I stay faithful to my wife? I don't feel like it. A lot of stuff that we do now in our culture is based on our feelings, what makes us feel good, what makes us in the temporary moment be our happiest. And we're looking for this happiness, satisfaction, this momentary thing. That's why a lot of these young people and old people are getting drunk and getting high, because they're looking for this. They're searching for this foundation, this purpose. And when they don't find it, they try it again and again and again. And I meet so many students who eventually go, this isn't worth it. This is going to bed drunk, not remember what I did the next day, waking up with a hangover, a headache. It's not bringing me what I thought it would bring me. And I think, again, they don't have a foundation. They don't have a purpose. And again, some people do have a purpose, and that purpose is to make money. That purpose is to be famous on whatever platform or make a lot of money. And and those things don't satisfy either, because you find some very wealthy people who are filthy rich, who are really depressed and sad. And I think, again, without having this foundation or purpose, it leads to a lot of anxiety and depression and what we call mental health issues. And sometimes I think we use those mental health issues as a badge of honor. Like, look at me. And we try to find purpose in even our deficiencies. And I meet students all the time who will tell me all the bad things over and over again. They wear it as a badge. This is my identity. What's happened to me? I was abused. I was hurt. Now that becomes their identity, and they live in that. And I think that that's sad, because the foundation is deeper than that. And if we really have to ask ourselves a question, why am I here? Where am I going? And what is my purpose? And I believe all that can be found in God. Why am I here? Because God created me. He knit me together in my mother's womb, right? He put me here in this earth. Why am I here? I'm here to glorify him. I'm here to make God known in the world. I'm here to use the gifts and abilities that I have. And that doesn't always mean in the church world. That doesn't always mean you got to be a missionary. It means maybe God gave you a beautiful voice and to sing. Do you use that voice to its fullest ability? Maybe God gave you the ability to speak. Do you do it to your best ability? Play football. Whatever it may be, whatever talent you have, I don't have a talent. Everybody's got something. And sometimes I think you shouldn't necessarily have to succumb to the pressure of figuring out that at a young age. You may not know what that is yet. Like, I've had so many jobs. Matter of fact, I was going to do a podcast about all the jobs I had. I've had so many jobs over my lifetime. I worked hard, and I still work hard. And I never thought I would be a speaker, never thought I'd be hosting podcasts. That wasn't on the radar. But what was on the radar was being faithful in every job I had, to work hard, to learn all the skills I can in every season in my life, because life is full of seasons. And so I think it's so important to have a foundation. And if you don't have that foundation, you don't have a purpose, and you'll be tossed by every little thing that comes your way and whatever movement comes. And that's why you hear people. And again, I'm not trying to get into all of this stuff, because people, I'm not going to get bullied. I don't believe in bullying, so I'm not going to succumb to bullies. But this whole idea about, what is a woman? Like, people don't even want to define what a woman is, and people don't want, because of the transgender movement, and I feel people being bullied to say men can have babies. Men cannot have babies. And so what we don't want to talk about it. We're afraid to talk about these things because people don't have a foundation. And so they want what they want so bad. And then therefore everybody else has to succumb to that. But we're losing our grip on reality because we don't have a foundation. I ultimately believe because we lost that foundation in God. We've rejected the creator of the universe. Therefore, we are lost. And if you want to know more about that, I made a series called Something to Think About. I'll put a link in the description about that, about 7 videos where I talk about, the fact that you matter. You've been created with a purpose. And I give you my whole view, everything about what was called the gospel, the good news. So check that out. It's in the link in the description. And it's funny because I get a lot of notifications on my phone about a lot of different things. I got to turn some of them off. But I got one today that said, imagine cheating on your girlfriend after she gave you her kidney. So apparently this guy he needed a kidney. His girlfriend was a match. She donated her kidney to him and he went and cheated on her. Man, you talk about betrayal, right? What is there to say to that? How could he justify doing that to, and everybody, I think the comments were just loaded with just, this man is horrible, right? He cheated on the woman who gave his kidney. She gave her kidney to him. She didn't just kiss him. Like, she gave something she may need in the future. She gave it to him to keep him alive so he would live. And then he turned around and betrayed her in this way. Wow. And I think about that story and it makes me think of my foundation. The fact that Christ died for me. Therefore, I should be willing to live for him. That my foundation is in God. And because God made me with a purpose, not only did he create me, he saved me from my sin and from myself. And now I want to live for him. And I think to answer that lady's question, what this generation needs, what our world needs, is a foundation. And I believe that foundation is only found in God. Is found in God through Jesus Christ. And that's my personal view. Let me see if I got time to answer a second question. And the second question was, how do you know that you're walking in your true identity in what you do, who you are? And then she added this, as a black man. It's so funny because I was actually I was meeting with a friend of mine for just having coffee, hanging out, talking a little bit. And so I asked him to answer the question for us as well. And I kind of started by saying, I don't find my identity in my blackness. My identity is found in Christ, because my blackness is temporary. My faith in Christ is eternal. So I don't find it in the color of my skin, because that's very difficult. And for so long, it's so funny because our world goes through these seasons and shifts and ebbs and flows. For so long, you know, quote unquote, black people didn't want to be seen by the color. But now it's like, oh, and it's funny because I was thinking the other day, when I was growing up, you were not supposed to call black people colored. But now we're going around and say people of color, and it's just another way of saying colored. So what happened? Is it okay now to call us colored? And I just think there's a lot of identity politics going on, a lot of identity stuff going on based on our gender, our race, our age, all that stuff. And I think I'm a person first and foremost. I am a human being. And I don't want to look at people based solely on their skin color and say, oh, because you're black, you're this, or because you're white, you're this. Because here's the deal. I hear so many people talking about all white people X, Y, and Z. All white people this, all white people that. And they're making this difference between all white people and all black, indigenous, and people of color. Those are the two categories, right? But for the longest, I thought black people said it was racist when you lumped all black people together. If a white person said all black people look alike, that's racist. But it's okay to say all white people do the same things? No, it's not okay. And so I don't function based on my skin color. Like, and I think she said the question was, how do you, you know, your identity as a black man in America? I am more than my blackness. I am even more than my gender. I'm a human being, created in the image of God. And I want to function from that. Now, am I saying I'm white? No, I'm not Asian. And the funny thing, and this is not funny. The sad thing is, people will say, and I saw all kind of snarky things online, but they had some points to them. But one person like, hey, I choose to identify as white. It's a black man. So I want to identify as white. So you got to treat me as a white person. You got to treat me as this. I heard a man say, I'm identifying as a woman now for the next couple hours. I'm a woman, so I don't have to change my hair color, my skin. I don't have to change anything about myself. But you have to start calling me woman. And he was just being, I get his point, but I'm not trying to go that route and kind of, I don't want to be known as a great black speaker. I want to be a great speaker. I want to be a great communicator. I don't have to have that modifier on it because I believe sometimes that diminishes because it puts you in a category. And I don't want to be putting, I want to be a person. I want to be a human being. And if we have to say, hey, what, I'm an American. I was born and raised in America. I benefited greatly from America. I've been overseas in other countries. I wouldn't want to live in those countries. I want to live in America. And I think sometimes we throw all the negative stuff up front and we forget how blessed we are to live in this country. Does this country have problems? Yeah, it's got problems. Just like marriages have problems. Families have problems. You don't throw your family out because you got problems. Everybody's got problems. No one's perfect. And I'm not trying to minimize that either. I'm not, but they've been real. And but look at the benefits as well and the freedoms we have. And so I don't, to answer a question, I tried to not get political or anything like that, but I don't function based on my skin color. When I told her that, she kind of started snapping. She was excited I said that. But I'm functioning as me. I am Mr. Brown. I am a father. I'm a husband. I'm a follower of Christ. I'm a motivational speaker. I do a lot of things. And I know I'm functioning in my identity, again, because of my foundation. Those two questions kind of went together for me because I have a solid foundation, who I am in God through Jesus Christ. Everything else flows from that. And that's how I know who I am. So whether I'm in public schools, I'm going to honor, you know, the boundaries of maybe me preaching and doing all that in a public school. I talk about choices, you know, making best choice in your life. When I'm speaking on this platform, I can talk openly as I feel like I can because I'm me. When I'm teaching for Proclaim Ministries, I'm opening the Bible, doing Bible studies, helping people understand how to connect faith and life, how to live out this faith that we have in Christ and make our lives kind of synchronized. Because like I'll talk about all the time on the podcast that, you know, as a kid, I grew up, I compartmentalized my life. Church was here, home was here, school was here, and they didn't look the same. I was a different person. And I really wanted to learn how to connect those two and be the same person everywhere I go. So those are two questions I got asked today, and I thought I would just share them on podcast and hopefully it'll be beneficial to you. Please let me know in the comments, how would you answer that question? Somebody asked you, you know, what do you think this generation needs? And I kind of expanded it to the world, what I thought the world needs. I don't want to just look at this generation because we do so much compartmentalizing, but there's a lot more commonalities we have as people than we do things that are different. Anyway, that's how I answer the question. I'd love to hear your answers to this question. Maybe we'll put the question in the description below. Thank you for joining for this episode of this short little, it should have been an Ask Mr. Brown podcast, but I'm trying to do too many podcasts right now. But hey, let me know what you think. I'd love to hear from you. If you haven't subscribed already, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, all those places. Also, follow me on YouTube, TikTok, all the good stuff. We'll put a link in all the descriptions, because here's the deal. When you follow good stuff you like and you share with people, it teaches YouTube and all these other platforms what to show other people, because it's all a program, y'all. It's all algorithm stuff. So the more you click on it, the more you share it, the more it gets shared out. Because I was talking to our team, you know, how come some of our posts are doing well, some of them aren't? Because it's all about what benefits the company, what benefits the social media network, what benefits YouTube. That's what they'll publish. So hey, help us out, subscribe, like, share, and also purchase some merch. Visit the merch store. We got a store. Get you a Choose Well shirt, get you a Consider Other shirt, so you can sport the merch and help people understand how important their choices are. Because when you make better choices, you will live a better life. So choose well. Oh yeah. See you next time on the next episode of the Mr. Brown Show. Peace.